morning, Mr. President.
Well, you been to church today?
No, sir. I'm up at, drove up last night to Princeton, New Jersey to see my son. It's his first weekend in school. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're just visiting.
Up there at the Ivy Leaguers, huh?
Well, I must say it's not as bad as I thought. My my son, who's a freshman, said that they have 120 freshmen signed up to work for the president and about 100 for McGovern. So I think that's not bad for Eastern Ivy League.
Yeah.
It's really good. I've been amazed. We just got here last night, coming back this afternoon, but just walking around the campus, the kids even look different.
Do they really? Good.
Yes, sir. There's really quite a different atmosphere. I'm amazed. Even from a year ago when I was taking them around to schools, I now see a difference. But maybe the polls are right, like Gallup this morning, which I find almost hard to believe. But did you see that poll on the breakdown on the Gallup youth?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that is a big enough sample to really...
That's right. You can't tell much about it, but it means something.
Oh, it's a good... Yeah,
sure, it'll mean something to people that read it.
That's right.
To the politicians, of course. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that they do look a little different, a little bit cleaner.
They look cleaner, and they seem to be more interested in... studying and
writing
on a Saturday night, but
they're
not interested in changing the world or blowing up buildings anymore. It doesn't seem that way.
It's not that bad as it was, really, let's face it. The only really sour note we have with the kids at the moment are the way those damn black athletes are handling themselves.
Incidentally, I
think they're turning off millions of Americans. What do you think?
Oh, God, I think it's the greatest thing in the world. I think that...
what do you run into? Just a minute, Chuck. I want to get some coffee. He's just opening the door.
Yes,
go ahead, that one.
Well, I was just going to say, I think that Harris said commentary Friday night, Mr. President, I think that...
what did he say?
Well, he said that it was a sad day at the Olympics and how these fellows had conducted themselves so badly it reflected on the country. And then last night there was an interview with one of the black athletes who had been suspended. And he was an obnoxious-looking son of a bitch, and he talked down on the country.
Yeah.
And that's just not the mood today, Mr. President.
Well, particularly they don't want to hear it from the blacks, because they know the blacks have had a better break than the whites.
Sure.
You know, the poor whites.
Exactly. And here's this...
Of course, thank God the kid that won yesterday behaved himself.
Well, this happened 4 years ago, as you remember, and I...
In Mexico City, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember the people being just mad about it. You know, it's the kind of thing that... it doesn't hurt us when that happens, because you don't stand for that. That's the kind of thing the government stands for, but you don't.
Yeah.